Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And from the kitchen, it is a good Monday evening to you and IUB at 7:03 on a Monday evening on your Fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson. Paulie Rosenberg and no from the 1-877-337-6666. And that'll be the number, of course, for the marathon 5-hour schmooze. Right up until Sal Licata coming your way at midnight, right here on your Fan, New York City.
Rat.
I told him, I was like, hey, I'd never seen a New York rat. So we went down sprinting. I want to go see a New York rat. And he got mad at me. He's like, no, it's not a rat. It's a raccoon. I'm like, hell no, man.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
But authorities feel that some were playing possum.
Yeah, like you said, nice debate about, rat or a raccoon. But to be honest, I thought it was actually a possum.
Rocky Raccoon checked into his room only to find Gideon's Bible.
It's a damn rat. It's a New York rat, man. I was just crazy because we were going back and forth debating if it was a rat or a raccoon.
What's a raccoon?
What's a raccoon? It's what you are, stupid.
I heard something about a rat and a raccoon. All I saw was some guys down in a tunnel looking for it. I don't really know what happened down there.
There needs to be what you call a rat-a-tat. And right now, it's all rat and no tat.
I don't know exactly what was going on, you know. So hearing Francisco talking about getting back to the game, it was, and seeing what they did on the field, what he did on the field, it was all I take from anything that happened.
A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown.
Francisco Lindor ties the game with a 2-run homer.
We smelled a rat.
They can believe whatever they want. You know, we're a tight-knit group. Everybody loves everybody. You know, it's just a great group of guys, great clubhouse. You know, we have a lot of fun and, just a lot of positivity.
I still got to go back and figure out if it was a rat or a raccoon. We probably have to do a bet and see who wins it.
Promising to hunt them down like rats.
And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room only to find Gideon's Bible.
Because of the rat, man. They couldn't believe that we were going back and forth between a raccoon and a rat. I swear this thing was pretty big.
Well, as we all know, there is the Three Musketeers, and now we have the Two Mouseketeers on the New York Metropolitans. You can swear on Rocky Raccoon's Gideon Bible that what took place on Friday night during the game and what was said after the game may have bonded two Metropolitans as close as two of pop culture's most famous raccoons, Rocky from that marvelous song and Rocket Raccoon from Marvel Comics. You knew it couldn't have been a rat, since any known rats in Queens, they end up in the witness protection program. And what we did see over the weekend was the Metropolitans making it a high five in a row with Lindor and McNeil, only two from a team that had more hitters than critters seen and a bullpen that was leaving snakes stranded all over the weekend at 41 Seaver Way. And you don't forget Lindor scoring from first on his steal of second and his game-tying two-run homer and that catch from the leaping Michael Conforto at the very end of right field. But Friday night, you knew that tale, a very tall tale it was, had an odor, a stink to it, even with nobody seeing any skunk, something that will be looked upon as maybe a turning point. Even no rat or raccoon or possum was looked upon at all. So it could be something that not only turns those two around into a more positive direction, but the rest of the team as well. And so right now, from what we hear from both Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton, both Lindor and McNeil are now honorary members of the Raccoon Lodge in Brooklyn, New York. And now all four are brothers under the pelt as they wiggle the raccoon tail on their lodge hat, the official Raccoon Lodge greeting. And we know the toast that both Ralph and Ed would make for Lindor and McNeil, fingers to fingers, thumbs to thumbs, watch out below, here she comes. If both Lindor and McNeil want to join the Raccoon Lodge full-time, it's only $10 initiation fee and monthly dues $10 as well. And if they become full-time members of the Raccoon Lodge, they can join the Raccoon Lodge bowling team, known as the Hurricanes, of course, and enjoy that annual ride up the Hudson River to Raccoon Point and compete in their national Mambo Dance Championship. All for $10. Such a deal it is. You know about with Jacob deGrom, he's going on the 10-day IL as of Monday. And if all is okay, he will next take the ball May 21st against the Marlins. At least that is what they are looking forward to at this point in time. He had the MRI, as you know, and it showed all body parts, all tendons, ligaments, bones, and nerves were all connected as they should be. And nobody thinks this tightness with the lower back was connected to the right lat inflammation that had DeGrom missing a start. He was perfect as he was on Sunday through four innings, but you could see a grimace every now and then through those four innings. But that fifth inning, he was very, very active. We know he was walking three guys, and that tells you he's not right. And you don't forget he had only walked four in his previous five starts. So after a couple of warm-up pitches before the sixth inning, he shook his head, and here comes the trainer, Brian Ciclo. You could argue he wasn't the right in the fifth inning. That brought maybe the lower back tightness. You got to figure maybe then with the bunt single, running the bases, a very high-pressure inning that may have aggravated that tightness. Nobody knows for sure. The Metropolitans are not taking any chances, nor should they, not with a guy on pace for another Cy Young. And when you have a 0.6 ERA, and 65 strikeouts in 40 innings and fewest hits per nine innings and fewest hits and walks per nine innings pitched and strikeouts per nine innings. He has all of these numbers right at the top of the list from anyone else. If you are where you are with these kinds of numbers, you're on a Cy Young pace. So the IL for DeGrom, and hopefully the time off is going to help with all that he's had with neck, with latissimus, and the lower back. The Metropolitans know that if you probably were to leave it up to DeGrom, he would want to pitch through all of this, but he and the Metropolitans doing the right thing. So he's good to go end of this month and the rest of the season if this time off does what everyone thinks it will do. The New York Yankees, whether they want to admit it or not, the Yankees are showing you they can win at small ball, whether that small ball is intended or not, whether it's Judge dropping one down the right field line, and maybe that little dinker, maybe that'll get him going. He's been striking out a lot. He was benched for a game, as everyone knows. And, of course, whether it was Judge with that bloop down the right field line or Torres blooping one in the ninth inning and off the end of the bat for the base hit in the 11th inning, the Yankees end up sweeping the Nationals with the Yankees losing the Cy Young battle on Saturday, but winning because of having the upper hand when it comes to closers. And even if we did see with Chapman on Saturday allowing Washington a 10th inning lead, and how rare the Yankees win on the kind of game that was going on Saturday. Since 1901, a great stat here, since 1901, if a team strikes out 14 or more times with only two hits against a starter, teams are just 13-104. 13-104. But what the Yankees did with walks and singles added up to sweeping the Nationals out of town, feeling good about themselves with Tampa, of course, coming up on the New York Knickerbockers. And what's not to like here? The New York Knickerbockers beating Hollywood Light in Southern California. And this kind of win after Phoenix and Denver, what a signature win, you could say that. What a satisfying, comforting win, you could say that too. What a playoff game kind of win. And yes, Rose blooming and looming as a reborn superstar and MVP he once was. Unlike Phoenix from Friday, Sunday had the New York Knickerbockers suffocating and stifling the Paperclips in the fourth quarter. And you saw among the stops the Knicks were making that R.J. Barrett block on Paul George, that block to die for, a great example of how tight defensively the Knickerbockers were when it counted down the stretch in a game that ended 106-100. The Knickerbockers, with four to play, have a one-game lead in that fourth seed over both Atlanta and Miami with four to play. And Boston is three back. And you know about Jaylen Brown. You heard that with Richard's update, because he is gone for the rest of what season Boston is going to have, and with that torn ligament in the wrist. So Jaylen Brown, a key performer for the Celtics, and they are three back with four to play. And Boston, of course, losing a key player. The Knickerbockers will take on Hollywood with or without the King on Tuesday night. He is wanting to come back against the Knickerbockers. It's not official yet. No doubt he will be back. And then Thursday, the Knickerbockers with San Antonio, Saturday with the Hornets, and Sunday with the Celtics. The magic number for the Knickerbockers to finish in the top six is two. So if the Celtics lose before the Knicks play later in the evening with Hollywood, a Knickerbocker win means they finish in the top six. And don't forget, they own the tiebreaker with Atlanta. And the Hawks do go tonight against the Wizards. Of their four remaining games, the next two for Atlanta is against Washington. So you got to feel the way the Knicks feel, that they can beat anyone And if the king, LeBronathon, LeBron, the king, at his court, if they're all together as one on Thursday night in Southern California in Hollywood, the Knickerbockers feel they have as good a chance of winning as anyone would might otherwise give them because of the king returning, and Anthony Davis is getting himself back into game shape. So the bottom line is the Knickerbockers will put up a fight, win or lose, but we certainly know their chances of finishing in the top six are terrific, and finishing arguably in that fourth seed also terrific.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.